Of course, we've been covering this 2012 campaign on some level for more than a year now, but who are these two candidates, really?
The choice you face won't just be between two candidates or two parties. It will be a choice between two different paths for America, a choice between two fundamentally different visions for the future.
Our mission is clear. If we want to get rid of Obamacare, we're going to have to replace President Obama.
Getting behind the rhetoric and message of the day hysteria of the campaign is the simple and worthy mission of the new two-hour frontline documentary, The Choice, 2012. It's a comprehensive look at these two men who producer and director Michael Kirk discovered both came of age in the era of Ronald Reagan, but have very different personal stories and learned very different lessons from that time.
I think the closer you look in terms of where we are in issues and who they represent from their generations, it may get more important as a bellwether or an example of what's coming in the future. You have a businessman in Romney who's the end of a generation that was about Vietnam and many other things. He was part of the business revolution in America. You have Obama, who really represented a national intention, a sort of shared national intention for one incredible moment in 2008, where he articulated, we are not of white America, black America, Latino America, we are the United States of America. That idea that we all sort of thought, wow, that's fascinating, and a lot of people voted for, met Washington in this time and this place, and that is the most interesting thing about it all from my point of view. It's not just economic, it's not just whatever, it's pernicious Washington that seems unable to govern versus two men, one who already bumped into it and the other who thinks he has a great way to solve it, but it's a practical way, not an ideological way.
The details that people probably know about Mitt Romney is that he's very, very rich, that he is a Mormon, and that he had something to do with the Olympics a long time ago. But you really tell the story of how he scratches politically to get to this point. And we have to go back to the 1994 U.S. Senate race where Mitt Romney was defeated by Ted Kennedy, the incumbent.
Devastated.
Devastated. And here's an example of a very different quality of debate between Mitt Romney and Ted Kennedy.
Mr. Romney, let's put the ads aside and talk about health care. Let's talk about education. Let's talk about training. Let's talk about new jobs. Let's talk about infrastructure. Let's talk about our different vision for Massachusetts. That's what the people of Massachusetts want to talk about, and that's what I think they ought to hear about.
Running against a Kennedy, that's a serious headwind in the state of Massachusetts. What lessons did Mitt Romney learn from that race in 94?
I think he learned a very important thing that every politician must learn, which is how to handle defeat, how to be completely embarrassed, humiliated, broken, and come back from that. He carries with him the legacy of a father and a family and a faith that says, at its heart, we always come back. We always lock in, work hard, and win. And I think that's something Romney had, dove into, pulled himself out of, looked for a better opportunity. The Olympics provided that, and then ran for governor and found a legacy issue and came forward to the presidency with that in mind. He literally learned how to be a politician from that moment.
Hmm. And, you know, ironically, became a leader on healthcare in Massachusetts in many ways because he possibly didn't have an acceptable answer to that question from Ted Kennedy back in 94.
I think that's a big part of it. Also, he was very good and very cagey. He had learned by going to the Harvard Business School. He had learned how to parachute into a situation, pick out the key moments from it, and turn that to his advantage. And I think he did that when he got into the Democratic legislature in Massachusetts, realized he couldn't get anything done, had 800 of his vetoes overridden, and said, oh my God, what am I going to do to get out of here and become a presidential candidate, which is what he was always determined to do anyway. Healthcare offered that opportunity, and he jumped on it.
Talking with Michael Kirk, frontline producer for The Choice 2012. It's a partnership arrangement that we have with Frontline and WGBH, the producer of these frontlines. And that program airs tonight on PBS stations around the United States. Defeat is a theme also for Barack Obama. Let's talk a little bit about the loss in 2000 in the Illinois congressional primary race. Former Black Panther Bobby Rush soundly defeated Barack Obama, and author Janie Scott told you it almost ended Obama's political career.
People who saw him afterward say he was as low as they've ever seen him. One person who was close to him said he got the sense that Senator Obama really wondered if he would be able to continue in politics.
A devastating defeat. And Barack Obama comes out of the gridlock of Chicago politics. So in some ways, he had a lot of bitter lessons to take with him into the 2012 campaign.
He sure did, and not the least of which was whether he had the grit and the intensity and the whatever it was going to take to come back again in 2012, given what had happened to him when he walked into the White House in 2009. He emerges from the Rush race wounded by the charge that he's not black enough, wounded in a way that I think he has once again gone to the existential well and thought a lot about. Who is he? What does he mean? What does he represent? What was that shared national intention he articulated so well in 2004 at the Democratic Convention and then again in 2008 in the presidential election? And is he that person, the unifier, or is he that person, the vilifier, who he has become, according to people we interview, in this particular race? I think he's decided to get real tough and is trying to act on that now.
A last question about Barack Obama. You know, with all of the ceremony and history and emotion associated with the hope and change moment of 2008, how uncomfortable do you think Barack Obama is reliving some of these earlier moments going through the difficulties of this 2012 campaign?
Well, he always believed, I think, way down inside, that his ability to fold his narrative in among the rest of us and articulate it almost as a weapon against others was his true power. And shame on them if they didn't understand what a glorious position he was taking. I think he's realized now that that's not a position that is going to work in the face of the onslaught of the opponents. I think he was surprised by how strong Mitt Romney was, how locked in Mitt Romney was. And I think he's had to go back to the drawing boards in lots of ways again and face sort of existentially who he is and what he represents.
In existential terms, two remarkably equal characters in 2012.
It's absolutely fascinating. I would have not believed it before I made the film. And even now I watch the film and I'm surprised by the threads of impact and importance that who they really are has on them even to this very day.
Watch that film tonight on PBS stations. Michael Kirk is the frontline producer for The Choice 2012. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Michael Kirk, frontline producer for The Choice 2012. That frontline program and WGBH in Boston, we should mention, all give support to The Takeaway. Real power. What a fascinating thought. What is Obama's real power? We've been asking, who's your superhero and what powers should that person have? Richard writes on Facebook, in order, Norbert Wiener, who discovered the laws of cybernetics in our time, Ludwig von Bert Lanifi, who formulated system theory, and Steve Wozniak, for the sheer love of being a nerd, created the operating system for the first desktop PC. You know how to reach us.